Tesoro has assured the county that the Waxy crude oil in the pipeline will not be a hazard in case of a spill. But Jasper told us Tuesday that their number one priority is the water on the east side and the pipeline's current proposed route along the Weber River corridor.
Our biggest concern is the protection of our rivers and streams and our wetlands. And so going right through the Camas Valley, which is, as Dave Ear puts it, like a giant sponge. I mean, both the Provo and the Weber contribute to those wetlands. And so because those water supplies are so key to not only Summit County, but much of northern Utah, we were very concerned about having a pipeline go through that area. They've indicated that they're willing to explore going up more into the foothills. So I think that's positive. It's not a done deal.
He said the federal government has classified Summit County as a participating agency in the pipeline review.
In the Forest Service's environmental impact review process. And so that gives us not only the clout we might have through our local ordinances and our local pressures, but clout through the federal process. So given Tesoro's offer, you know, that's worth exploring, and it's worth, it's not a done deal. I would like to know what it looks like and how much scarring would occur, but it was real progress, I think.
He acknowledged that even if the pipeline were to be moved further up into the foothills, there are property owners there who will be impacted.
And I guess there's a concern is what would the scar look like and this and that. But the alternative of, I mean, it is a lot of progress in terms of not going through the Camas Valley floor. It would impact less people. But more importantly, I mean, the council's goal is to make sure that we protect our water supply.
The federal government has jurisdiction over the portion of the pipe that runs through Forest Service land, but we asked Jasper what authority they have elsewhere, if they can mandate that the pipe be moved away from the Weber River corridor in the East County. He said the answer there is not crystal clear.
There's like 13, 14 miles of forest, and there they have, they have absolute say. Once you get out of the forest, but you've also got different federal laws that regulate and pipeline routes and things like that. Of course, we've adopted ordinances that give us some ability. I don't know, Linda, you're getting into some lawsuit issues. We adopted some ordinances. At this point, they've sued, saying we didn't have the we were preempting federal and state laws by adopting those ordinances. We think that's not the case, but, you know, I don't want to debate the lawsuit because moving beyond the lawsuit, they've indicated to us that they'd work with us on a route that we get it out of the Camas Valley.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.